Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I will be filling in for Bishop Rosemary Giroux from Slidesdale, Louisiana. I will be filling in for her on tonight. I will be delivering God's word. So as usual, please, especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. His word lets us know that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And we don't ever want anyone to ever think or take it for granted, or think lightly of what God's word is saying, to ever think that we are making up things as we go. So that's why it's important that you have your Bibles so that you can follow along as we go through God's word. We get ready to open up in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, your children. We're touching and agreeing, realizing and knowing that you are God and you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you still sit high and you look low. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. For this we are grateful. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides, my family, all of my in-laws, all those that are in the body of Christ, Jesus, Heavenly Father, that are being faithful doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're coming together on tonight, touching and agreeing, asking for forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions, that you would blot out all of our iniquities so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in the hospitals, those that are dealing with mental stress, those that have suicidal thoughts or tendencies. We lift them up to you, and all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, for whatever reason, Lord, we lift them up to you right now because we know that you are the healer. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver your people, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would have a testimony. They would not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you, and then the world know that it was you who have healed them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And, oh God, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We continually lift up Brother Cornelius and his entire family, all those that are dealing with loss of loved ones due to the coronavirus, all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, we lift them up to you right now. All those that are on social media that have lost loved ones all over the land, touch them, Lord. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength, even during that hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know to always look up into the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. And the earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. And then, Heavenly Father, we pray now and lift up all those that may be tuning on tonight for the first time. We lift them up to you right now, asking that you are moved by your spirit through your word, that they will be able to hear your word. And not only hear your word, they will be able to receive your word on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth to confess their sins and transgressions and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. And after they have saved on tonight, we pray that you will reveal to them what their God purpose is so that they will be able to fulfill it in the earth that will give you glory, honor, and praise. We pray now, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory. And we also lift up all those that have faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform, those that have dialed in on tonight, those that are dialing in now, those that have that are listening in by social media through outlets all over the world. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus and ask them that you would move by your spirit and grant them all the desires of their hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it kind of ties into tonight's lesson or tonight's message title. The spiritual food for thought for tonight comes in the form of a question. What are you doing to glorify God? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. What are you doing to glorify God? Once again, I am going to be filling in for Bishop Rosemary Jairu. She's on another assignment on tonight from Slidesdale, Louisiana. She happened to be down in New Orleans on tonight. So she called me and asked me if I would be able to get someone else to fill in for her. So I decided that I would go ahead and deliver God's word myself on tonight. So I know that you're going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because we have quite a few scriptures that we're going to be sharing with you all pertaining to this topic for tonight. And while we're talking about the topic, I'm going to give you the topic message title for tonight. Again, it kind of coincides with the scripture food for thought. Title for tonight is, are you fulfilling God's will or your own? Once again, tonight's message title, are you fulfilling God's will or your own? Only you can answer that, and God knows if you're doing it. I don't have to know. God knows, so you know too. So that's the message title that we're going to be using on tonight. We're going to have various scriptures, so you definitely need your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. And I'm getting ready to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into God's word. So I pray again that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along. Enjoy the music break.
North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. I know what? We all stand in the need of prayer. So I took and agree with that prayer through that musical selection. I want the listeners to know that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or any music that's played over this worldwide platform or ministry. Once again, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs that is played over this worldwide ministry or platform. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, and I do have the phone lines open on tonight. Once again, the phone lines are open. So if you want to if you want to give your amens or whatever, the how the Lord is using you on tonight as we go through the Word of God on tonight, feel free to do so, because God is getting the glory. That's what it's all about, God being glorified through His Word. So once again, I will be delivering the Word of God on tonight, and I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along. Once again, tonight's lesson topic is, are you fulfilling God's will or your own? We're going to start off by saying, I thank God for His agape love towards each one of us. Although we don't deserve it, neither are we worthy of it. But yes, it is true. God does, and He will chasten those that He loves. So if you are a child of God, His word lets us know He chastens those whom He loves. And aren't you grateful on tonight that He will correct us when we are out of line? That's what a good Father does. So in this lesson on today, again, we're going to be coming from various scriptures, so I pray that you have your Bibles. And I'm going to try to not rush this so that you'll be able to find the different scriptures so you can follow along as we go through the lesson for tonight. This lesson tonight is for everyone who makes up the body of Christ, the body of Jesus Christ on tonight. So with that being said, I let you know that I can and I will only say to you or give you what God gives to me to say. So should this word or this lesson offend you, then it is meant for you to hear it, and it is said to allow you to repent and seek God's forgiveness. That's why we all should come in agreement that we thank God for Jesus, that through Jesus Christ we can be forgiven of all of our sins and transgressions. And when we fall out of line, we can ask God to forgive us so that we can move forward and be able to continue to do what he has called and assigned for each one of us to do according to his will and not our own. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 24. I'll give you time to go there. Psalms 24, verse 1. Once again, the book of Psalms, chapter 21, verse 1 says, to all of us, not just me, not just you, but to all of the saints of God on tonight, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That's verse 1. I'm going to skip down to verse 3. It says, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse number 4, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, again, he or she that has, I'm paraphrasing right there, he or she that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Then we look over in the book of Job, Job chapter 38, verse number 3. Again, Job chapter 38, verse number 3, tells every believer on tonight. It says to you and me, my sisters and brothers, in Christ Jesus, said, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and thou, and answer thou me. Again, Job 38, verse 3 says to all of us, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Then if we look over, I know some of you all may not be able to pull up the scriptures as fast as I'm going, but if you can jot them down and you can go to them later on and go to what the scripture is saying. And before I move any further, I do want the new listeners to know that all of these ministry shows are kept in archives. So if you miss anything, that's what I love about this worldwide platform. They're kept in archives, so that way you can go back to the shows and listen to them all over again and receive what God is saying to you through his word. So we are moving forward in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse number 15. And it says to us as believers in Jesus Christ on tonight, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. In other words, will you serve God or are you going to serve yourself? And that's the topic for tonight, the lesson. Are you fulfilling God's will or your own? So as the corporate body of Christ, you my sister, you my brother, yes, it is important that each one of us know we need each other in order to fulfill and accomplish God's will through each one of us. Some people in the body of Christ think that they don't need any help, but that's why God pushes people together. We need each other. That's why he said, if two or three come together, touching and agreeing in my name, that I will be in the midst. So, yes, we definitely need each other. I don't care what denomination you are affiliated with. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you believe that Jesus Christ is God's son and he died for you. He paid our sin debt on the cross, and he died, and he rose on the third day morning, just like he said he would. If you have confessed Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, this applies to you again on tonight. So if we go back to the book of Psalms, I'm going to say that again before we move forward. As a corporate body, so we can serve God in different ways. We can serve God individually, but then we need to come together as a corporate body of believers. That's why the Word of God tells us that's why it's important that we assemble ourselves together in the house of God to give him glory, worship, honor, and praise. As the corporate body of Jesus Christ, yes, again, it is important that each one of us know that we do need each other in order to fulfill and accomplish God's will through each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. Now, as we move forward to the book of Psalms again, we go into chapter 4 this time. Chapter 4 and verse number 2. Psalms chapter 4, verse 2 says, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory to shame? Wow. And how long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? This is pertaining to those that are doing and seeking their own will. Again, when he talks about that, what we just read, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory to shame, and how long will you love vanity and seek after your own leasing? This is pertaining to those that are seeking to do their own will. And we do have some in the body of Christ that are doing that, and God is not pleased with that. So as the body of Christ, we must continue to remember that we all do fall short in this area, in some way or some form or some fashion. At times, we have all fallen short. We have to admit it and be honest with ourselves, because God already knows. So when we do fall short like that, that let us know that we are not building up the kingdom of God or fulfilling his will. If we are one of those that are seeking for our own glory, and if we love vanity, then we are, what the word of God talks about, we are being liabilities to the kingdom of God instead of being assets to the kingdom of God. So once again, there are some in the body of Christ, even on today, even in the year 2022, this is a brand new year, but we do have some that are in the body of Jesus Christ. And aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I'm so glad that God searches each one of our hearts. See, we can fool men, but you can't fool God. But then sometimes God will give men and women of God discernment that we can see through that, through the Holy Spirit. So in some of the most prominent churches and denominations, from the pulpit to the lay members, who are all, for whatever reasons, are allowing Satan to use them through their flesh. Again, that's what he's doing. He's using those type of individuals through their flesh to try to accomplish their own will instead of the will of God. In the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verse 9, again, Psalms 9, verse 9 tells us, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God is a promise keeper? He still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, those that are being faithful doers of his word and do not have hidden agendas or motives. Yes, there are those who will manipulate those that are weak in the flesh, and that is shameful. God is not pleased with that. If you have a position or rule over someone that's underneath you in whatever capacity in the body of Christ, yes, there are some that will manipulate those that are weak in the faith. Those that are those who will do those type of things, they are not standing on God's word. And then they have some that they believe whatever their pastor or bishop or teacher says without going to the word of God. Because you have some in the pulpit today that are not called by God. So now they have things so fixed that you can go right on the computer and you can pull up these different sites and you can get your certificate or pastor's license and say that you are an ordained minister, pastor, bishop, prophet, prophetess. Yeah, they have all, that's a part of the work of the enemy. They did not go through the schools where God has destined for them to be taught how to minister to God's people and how to lead God's people. So man has gotten so smart now. They have everything on the computer. You can go right there and pay so much money, and you can obtain a license within weeks. Because normally if you go to a theological school, it normally takes years to be ordained and get your license. So now the Satan has gotten slick, and people that are of the world and they're money hungry, and they find easy ways for them to make money and profit. And they know that there are some that's claiming to be in the body of Christ that are willing to pay the money to get their license or minister's license so they can go out and do whatever they want to do, but it's not according to God's will. So God knows that, and that's why I'm saying I'm so glad that God knows each one of our hearts. He knows who is really serving him. He knows who in the body of Christ are trying to be pleasing to him, who are being true doers of his word and not just hearers only. So don't be tricked by the enemy, because that's what he's doing. He's bamboozling a lot of people, and they're going back to these different websites and getting their licenses and going back and opening up and starting their own churches. And if you notice, the churches have their names on the building, and God has nothing to do with that. There are many who will give you just enough word to keep you focused on them and their position. That's why we have to be careful as believers in Jesus Christ. That's why the word lets us know that we have to study God's word to make our election sure, so that we know that we're not being followers of men, but we have been followers and doers of God's word, that God would be glorified and pleased with us. So, again, the question on tonight is, are you fulfilling God's will or your own? So, again, therefore, we must really know those who are around us. And the Bible talks about that. We must know who we have as our leaders. We must know if they have been ordained and called by God to teach and preach his word. And not only that, but are they being living examples? Are they being living epistles where they are trying to be doers of God's word and live God's word before his people, the congregation, not only in the house of God, in the church building, but outside of the church as well, their lifestyle? So it's important as children of God that we have to know those who are not only those that are over us, but we have to know those that are in the body of Christ that are weak. We do have some Christians that are new babes in Christ, even some that are seasoned saints of God, but their faith is weak. So we have to know those that are in those conditions as well, so we can know how to pray for them, so we can know how to minister to them, so we can know how to be examples before them, so that their faith can be built up, so they can be even more doers of God's word, and they will be not afraid or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. They will have humility, and they will form to this world, but they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds, as the word of God tells us. So, in the book of Psalms, chapter 26, Psalms chapter 26, verse 11 says, to you and I on tonight, you my sister, you my brother. It says, but as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. We're asking the Lord, help me, help us to walk in our integrity. Redeem us and help us. We ask that you would be merciful to not only us, but our sisters and brothers in Christ as well. So when we are seeking to do our own will and we have a hidden agenda or motives of our own instead of the will of God, believe me, the word of God has something for you also. It says, the word of God tells us who the pastor. In other words, he's letting us know in the word of God, any pastor that has been called by God, any man or woman that is an under-shepherd, but you are scattering the flock, you're scattering God's flock, be careful, because you will deal with God. He will deal with you. And I'm going to paraphrase right here. And when I say I'm going to paraphrase, I know that some of you may have seen it with your own eyes. I know I have, because I've been serving the Lord. I've been in the body of Christ in the church a long time. So as those of us that have our seasoned saints, I'm sure you have seen some pastors that show favors to members of or saints. And they would do whatever the pastor or the bishop or those that are over them in different high positions, even in the government, or those that have positions on their jobs, they would use their position to assure you that you are in good standing with them. So that is not of God. If they are misleading you and they are telling you something that's not in God's word, that's why the word of God tells us that we have to study his word to show ourselves approved unto God. Because the word of God tells us that God realized that we have some members in the body of Christ that would manipulate those, again, who are weak in the faith, those who are not standing on God's word, who will believe whatever their pastor or teacher say. Why? Because they do not study and they do not know the word of God for themselves. So that's why it's important that you study God's word so that you won't be bamboozled, so that you won't be misled by whoever is bringing forth God's word across the pulpit, or if they're bringing you a word, you know, one-on-one, whether it's in the house of God or outside of the house of God. You have to be very careful. That's why it's important that we study God's word to know what God is saying to us for ourselves, because it is so easily to be manipulated if we don't know the word of God. This is another trick of the enemy. He will put those people in that have been online and got a license to say that they are a pastor or a minister. The enemy would use them same people because they have not went to the school of theological school, spent the time to study God's word and learn God's word and know how to deal with God's people. Because, again, that's what the enemy is doing now. I'm going back to what I said earlier, and I'm not going to take it back because it's the truth. There are so many that's going online, giving us their license, saying that they are pastor, and they know they have not been called by God. They have called themselves, and they're not testifying. They're testifying. That's what they're doing. And they're using God's word to manipulate people and to get over on people and to gain for themselves, and that's not of God. So there are too many people in the body of Christ who would just give you just enough word, and it goes back to that again. There are some pastors that would give you just enough word because they don't really know the word themselves. They study just enough to give you just enough word to keep their focus on them and their positions. So we have to be real careful that we know God's word for ourselves. Psalms 26. Chapter 26, verse 11. Psalms chapter 26, verse 11 says, "But as for me," again, it goes back to what you said earlier, "I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me." So we as Christians, we have to really know who we are sitting under, who we're receiving the word from. We have to know that they have truly been called by God. We have to remember that individuals will teach and preach that God sits high and look low, but their own actions tell a different story. Again, there are some individuals that will teach and preach the word of God that tells you that God sits high and look low, which we know is true, but according to their own actions, but they're supposed to be men and women of God that's teaching and preaching God's word, but their actions is telling a different story. And the word of God tells us we perish, and that's why it's important that we study God's word. He says we perish because of a lack of knowledge. And that's why we have to thank God for the spirit of discernment. Why? If you are in the body of Christ, he will give you a spirit of discernment, and it's through the Holy Spirit. There are some in the body of Jesus Christ today, yes, even back then, but even today, there are some in the body of Christ that need to know God has sent that he has set in the body who will not bow down to any pastor, bishop, or teacher. Not only that, but any government leader, or even your boss on the job. They will not bow down, like the Hebrew boys. They refuse to bow down to the king. So that's why I say again that I am so grateful on tonight. I know that we have some of you that are tuning in on tonight that are in the body of Christ, as my sisters and brothers in Christ, that you are grateful that God searches our hearts, and he knows our motives and our desires, and he knows if we are being men-pleasers, or he knows that if we are trying to be doers of his word. So that's why we have to know who in the body of Christ that who we're following, who we're listening to. We have some people that will do anything and say anything to get your attention. So these type of individuals, again, they are fulfilling their own will and agendas and not God's. So that brings us back to the message title for tonight. Are you fulfilling God's will or your own? You know the answer to that, and I thank God that he knows too. So that's why, again, we have to study ourselves. We must get in the Word of God. And I always say this, before we get into God's Word, we need to pray. Pray and ask God to open our hearts and our minds, that when we open up the Word of God, that as we read the Word of God, he, through his Holy Spirit, will reveal to us what he wants us to know through his Word. So that's why, again, the Word of God says it's important that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth, and not be ashamed. We should not be ashamed if we are being faithful doers of God's word. And that's why the word of God lets us know that we should study his word, so we should always be able to give an answer. Because you never know who's going to walk up on you and ask you, why do you serve the Lord? Why do you believe in Jesus Christ? Why are you saved? You should be able to back it up with the scriptures. Not only you, but me as well. So rest assured on tonight that not only those that are some, not all people, we're talking about those that have hidden motives and agendas in today's churches that are fulfilling their own will. There are some who are saved. And they know they're saved, but they know that they can easily manipulate others, and that's what they're doing. They are allowing Satan to use them as well. And they have not asked God to forgive them. And they are still allowing the enemy to use them as much as he can, because they are so full of themselves, and they are so full. And the Word of God talks about the love of money. It's the root of all evil, and there are some in the body of Christ that are being so viewed by the enemy that all they can see is money. Greed, greed, greed. Greed, greed, greed. What's in it for me? So then we have to remember and look at also what the Word of God tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, and it goes back to men and women, husbands and wives. Today there are some husbands who manipulate their wives and vice versa. And there are some family members in your own family, in my family, that will also manipulate the weaker ones in the family. Isn't that a shame? But thank God, God sees and he says hi and he looks low, and he knows each one of us, and he's searching our hearts. So, yes, it is true. God changes not, and he's still sitting high looking low. So that's why we must all know and remember always that nothing is hidden from God. You can't hide from God no matter how you try. For those who are truly being doers of God's word, we should be grateful that God is God by himself. So we must remember, just, you can, as some people say, believe it or not, it goes back to there are some saints that are jealous. Yes, we have some jealous saints. We have some saints that are very envious in the body of Christ, when they know and see God working in your life and in my life or the life of another saint. There are some people that in the body of Christ, they are letting the enemy cause and use jealousy and envy to prohibit them from being doers of God's word, because they're so focused on looking at the ones that are being faithful doers of God's word. So now they're trying to find anything, any fault that they can use against you or me, or anyone that's in the body of Christ that's trying to be pleasing to God. And that's not a good thing. So if you know that you are one of those that have been in the past, you have hidden motives, you're jealous, you're envious of other saints because you're not fulfilling your own God purpose, then you need to pray. You need to stop it. First and foremost, you need to stop it, because it's not of God. And you need to repent. And you need to ask God to forgive you. And once he forgives you, then you need to pray again and ask God to reveal to you and show you what your own purpose is, so that you can walk in your purpose and fulfill it in the earth. So when that day comes, when we stand before God, don't you want to hear God say unto you, that good and faithful servant, well done? That's what we should all be working for and striving for as believers in Jesus Christ, who are truly trying to be doers of God's word and fulfill his will and his purpose in our own lives as individuals and then as a corporate body of believers and not fulfilling our own. So, again, we should not be among those. Don't be counted as one of those that are in the body of Christ and then you know that you're allowing the enemy, Satan, to have his way with you. In other words, Satan is having a field day in your life and you are letting him do it, but still, on the other hand, you're professing that you are saved and you love Jesus. God is not pleased with that. So that means that you are being a liability to the kingdom of God instead of being an asset. We need to remember as children of God that God is not the author of confusion or division in the body of Christ. That is of Satan. We should never forget that Satan has no shame. He would use anyone. It don't matter to him what your position or what your title is that you hold. Flesh. He works through our flesh if we let him. Only if and when we allow him to do so. So, saints of God, on tonight, you need to listen through the spirit, not your flesh. And it's very vital. It is very important that each one of us know God's will for our own lives. I cannot fulfill my mother's will for God that he placed in her life because she's gone on to be with the Lord now. So I have to know what my own God purpose is, and without a doubt, we all must know what our God purpose is, and then we must ask God to help us fulfill his will in our lives and fulfill his purpose in our lives and not our own or others. In the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 2, again, the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse number 2, we are told as sisters and brothers, as children of God, as believers in Jesus Christ, he said, the word of God lets us know that I know thy works. This is Jesus speaking to the saints. I know thy works. So don't think you're fooling God when you have hidden motives and or agendas. So we all must take this to heart. When the Lord shows us what's wrong in our lives, he always provide a remedy for change. When and if we turn from our sins, that's why the words of God still stands true today, that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. That is still true today. And that's why the church is falling today, because there's so much corruption in the body of Christ. There are so many in the body of Christ that have given away to the enemy. And they're not being doers of God's word. They are not being assets to the kingdom of God. They are being liabilities. So again, the word of God lets us know that when we turn from our sins, God will forgive us and he will strengthen us to start over to do his will and not our own. Also in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3 says to you and me on tonight, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Wow. Verse number 2 says, be watchful. I paraphrase, watch and pray. As believers in Jesus Christ, today we need to be watching and praying. But verse number 2 says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. And verse number 3 says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. And then he says, hold fast, and not only hold fast, but then it says, repent. Therefore thou shalt not watch. I will come on thee as a thief, my God. We don't want that. Again, he says, if thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. See, in other words, those that are not doing the will of God, or fulfilling his purpose, but you're doing your own things, that's a warning. That's a powerful warning. So the true test of our character as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ today, is what we do when no one is watching. I'm going to say that again. Character is what we do when no one else is watching. But on the other hand, you got to remember that God is still watching. So your reputation, my reputation, is what we are perceived to be by others. But your character, my character, is what we really are. Remember, my sister, my brother on tonight, what men don't see, God sees, and he knows, and he knows you very well. So there's a mind battle that's taking place. There's a mind battle that takes place in all of us at one time or another. So that's why it is important that we know God's word in our minds and in our hearts. Then we can stand immovable upon all the promises of God. So we must remember and know that there is no situation so dark and so cleverly designed by the forces of darkness or evil that there is not a kingdom key that will not unlock it with the kingdom power of God. What did you say, Brother Brown? I say it again. I'm glad you asked. It says there is no situation so dark and so cleverly designed by the forces of evil or darkness that there is not a kingdom key. In other words, the kingdom of God, the keys of God, the keys of heaven that cannot and will not unlock it with the kingdom power. So we must remember and know that God has a key that will unravel any knot that Satan can ever tie. No matter how Satan tries to trap you or me, if you get hold of the right key, God will find a way out. He will let you find your way out. And then you will be able to do and fulfill God's will and God's purpose in your life. So when one is truly doing the will of God, remember that his word is full of kingdom principles these are keys that can bind Satan, the enemy, the devil, any operations, and then he uses those keys to loose you from the enemy's snares. In the book of Daniel, I'm going to go to Samuel. Samuel chapter 9, verse 7. Okay. In the book of Samuel chapter 9, verse 7, David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan's sake. For I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan's thy father's sake, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually when one is fulfilling the will of God and not your own." You can also find that pertaining to fulfilling the will of God. You can go to Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. Then you can also go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse number 9. So when we are fulfilling the will of God and fulfilling God's purpose in our own lives, not only individually but as a corporate body of believers and not our own, then we can stand on God's word. And don't get discouraged. We must remember that we must stay focused on his promises, that he will deliver us according to his will and according to his word. So that's why I remember in the God's word that he is a promise keeper. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God is a promise keeper, that he's still watching over his word to perform it in your life and in my life? Those that are being true doers of his word, God cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. So that's why we have to make sure that we are fulfilling God's will and his purpose in our own lives and not our own. So that's the message for tonight. That's the word for tonight. I pray that someone has received this word. I hope that it has been a blessing to the listeners on tonight. Again, I have opened up the phone lines. If there's anyone that may have a question for me on tonight, this is your time that you can ask any questions that you may have if there's anyone that would want to do so right now. Praise the Lord. Anyone? But if not, we're just going to move forward. And I pray again that this word has been received by every listener, because we want to be pleasing to God. We know that God placed people in high positions and high places in the earth, even our pastors and shepherds that are truly being doers, faithful pastors and shepherds that do not have hidden motives or agendas. That's why the word of God lets them know that we must know who these men and women of God are. Are they called by God? So we must thank God for the ones that are truly teaching and preaching God's word, but not only that, but they are living God's word every day, whether they're inside the four walls of the church or not. You know that they have been called by God. So we know that when they are called by God, they will pray, and they will seek God's face, and they will seek God's direction and instruction on how to deliver his word to his people, that his word can be received, so that our work for God as an individual or corrupted body of believers will not be in vain, that God will be glorified. I thank God for you, the listeners, on tonight. Once again,
Brother Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
That was a great word this evening, and what you said about what we do when no one, what we are doing when no one is watching,
yes.
That was definitely profound, because if everyone conducted themselves that way, we wouldn't be in a lot of situations that we're in.
You're absolutely right. That is so true. And that's why I always say, and I still say, that I'm so glad that I'm so grateful that God searches our hearts. And sometimes we can fool people, but we can't fool God at all.
Amen.
What the position is in the body of Christ, you could be the pastor, you could be a bishop. It don't matter what the title is. You cannot fool God. He knows. And he knows who are truly being doers of his word and not just hearers only. So I'm glad you asked that question. Yes, we have to be, even when we're in our own homes behind closed doors, God still sees us. And our neighbors and our neighborhoods, they're watching us too. So don't think
Amen.
That you're doing stuff and you're getting away because nobody said anything. Because just because they didn't say anything, don't think they didn't see it or they didn't hear it. Because God sees and he hears too. So we have to give
Absolutely
an account to God,
right.
Not man. So we thank God for this word on tonight. I thank God that this word has grown forth on tonight, and I pray that it has been received by every listener on tonight. If you know this word is for you, if you know that you have fallen short, then say ouch. Then repent with a pure heart and ask God to forgive you and restore you so that you can move forward in your God purpose and fulfill his purpose and will for your life and not your own, that God would get the glory. And that's what it's all about. So I just thank God for every listener on tonight. I pray once again that you have received this word, and that only not only that, but you will share tonight's message with others that maybe not have tuned in on tonight, so that you can always give them the website to this worldwide platform. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels, so that others can tune in and be blessed by God's word. These are not my words. These are God's words. That's why we have to give you scriptures, what we're saying, so that the listeners will know that we are not saying things out of making up things as we go. That's why it's important that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along. And that's why I thank God for this platform, that if others did not get a chance to listen to it live, they can always go to it later on and pull it up and listen to it and be blessed by God's word. So right now, we're getting ready to close out for tonight. On this coming Saturday night, Deacon Edward Blakely, the Sunday school superintendent at the Morning Star Baptist Church, will be bringing forth God's word. Deacon Edward Blakely from the Morning Star Baptist Church. Well, Pastor Isaiah Tillman is the pastor and shepherd. Deacon Edward Blakely, the Sunday school superintendent, will be delivering God's word this coming Saturday night. I want to give a shout out. I didn't do it at the earlier part of the broadcast, but I want to give a shout out to my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I want to give a shout out to them as well. So I have scheduled new men and women of God that's going to be coming on in the very near future for the very first time. From different states so grateful for how God is placing me in the lives of other men and women of God that are able to deliver his word. That's what it's all about. So we have new men and women of God that are men and women of the gospel that will be coming forth very shortly. My schedule is already filled up to the end of March. I give God the glory for that. For the people that normally come on, and then we have some new additions that will be coming on serving the good news of Jesus Christ on this worldwide platform. So you want to stay tuned and tune in and be blessed by God's word from them as well. We're going to close out for tonight in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Again, we want to keep Brother Cornelius and his entire family. It's a very large family. Keep them in prayer. His sister made her transition at Henry Ford Hospital on last Thursday night. It was Saturday night when she passed away at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, Michigan. But not only her, but they have lost 5 members within his family within the last 8 or 9 months. Now, that's a lot to deal with. 5 members that they have buried within the last 8 or 9 months. So we want to keep Brother Cornelius. I'm not sure what his last name is, but God knows when you pray and lift him up in prayer, God knows exactly who you're referring to. So we want to continue to lift that family up. And not only that family, but all families that are dealing with bereavement on tonight all over the land, continue to lift them up. We have so many people on Facebook and through social media that's crying out for prayer for their loved ones, those that are dealing with mental issues, and some are thinking about committing suicide. So that's why it's important that we pray ye one for one another. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So that's still true today. That's why it's important that we touch and agree when we go to God in prayer and stand in the gap for others, that God will hear our prayer and that he will answer our prayers, that he will get the glory. So right now we're going to close out in prayer once again on tonight. I'm asking all listeners if you would please pray with me once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We bless your word. We thank you for your word, and we know that your word is true. We thank you that you are God all by yourself. You sit high and you look low, and we thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it would never lose us. Thank you for being a promise keeper. You said that once we're saved in Jesus' name, that nothing and no one could pluck us out of your hands. So now, Lord, we come lifting up Brother Cornelius and this entire family again and all those that are. Remember, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would remember them on tonight. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your comforting power, your strength, even as they go through the hour of bereavement. And should there be anyone that's not saved in any of those families, that they go through the homegoing services, as your word goes forth, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your word, that they will be able to receive your word, and then not only receive your word and hear your word, they will also ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise, and ask that you will continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Remember, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will remember them, and that once they are healed and delivered and set free, that they will not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you, and let the world know that it was you who have healed them and delivered them and set them free in the name of Jesus, that you will get glory. Now, Lord, we pray and continue to lift up all those that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform. Bless those that faithfully tuned in, and bless those that tuned in on tonight for the first time. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name, continue to bless this ministry and platform that will always give you glory, honor, and praise, because we know it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your word going forth that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Nice, man.